You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn back in the presenter's chair with Pete Farries on the line to preview the final day of the normal season in the Championship. The playoffs continue, of course, in the coming days and weeks, but there's only one place to start, and that is Middlesbrough Brighton. We're going to get to that just shortly. Just hold your horses, everybody, because obviously there's plenty of top-quality action to look forward to in the Championship. All of the games kick off on Saturday at 12:30. Two of them are on TV. There's only one that people are really that bothered about, if I'm being honest. And strangely, of course, at the bottom of the table, it's already done dusted. It has been a bit of a strange season in that regard. Still plenty of good bets to put forward, though, on the final day of the season. And joining me on the line is Mr. Pete Farries. Hello, Mr. Pete Farries. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Alex Dunn. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very, very good, thank you. Some fantastically fascinating games, aren't there, on this final day? I mean, from a betting point of view, I love the last day of the season because you just see some prices that you just look at and you just go, well, that's wrong, that's wrong. That's based on the fact that X need to do that. If teams need to do something, it doesn't mean they're going to, does it? We'll say that first and foremost.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, you know, this is the time of the season where, because they're human beings, players do mentally check out. For example, I've had quite a big bet on Everton draw no bet this weekend away at Leicester. You know, I know Everton's problems. I know the problems they've got. I know how brilliant Leicester have been. But if you've been watching the coverage of Leicester this week, that 100-30 as it is right now on Everton, it was slightly bigger earlier in the week, is unquestionably value. So you're right, there are some huge prices. We're going to talk about one or two in the Championship today. There are some huge prices out there. And I'm exactly with you, Alex. I think it's one of my favourite days of the season to bet on this.
That said, normally that things are priced up because you'll have a side that need to win to stay up or need to win to get in the playoffs. The only thing that we need to ascertain is who's going up automatically, Middlesbrough or Brighton. Everything else is done and dusted, isn't it?
Well, title winner as well is still technically up for grabs,
yeah,
of course.
True.
Borough could do it, Brighton could do it, Burnley could do it. For me, Burnley will do it, so it's not that big a question. But yeah, I mean, there is still that. But you're right, I mean, we're only looking at one particular section of the league now, aren't we? And there's still, honestly, so many. If you're looking at bets, it kind of doesn't matter what's going to happen in the league. If you're just looking to try and make some money on some markets, there's some unbelievable prices this weekend.
Okay. We'll start... I'll tell you what, we'll start at the Valley. We'll start with Charlton Burnley, because Burnley are top of the table, and as of last week, they will be playing Premier League football next season. Charlton are 6-1, the draw 11-4, Burnley 8-15. Charlton already relegated, but did manage to win at Leeds the last time that we saw them play. They're playing for pride only, whereas Burnley are here to do a job. They know that a win would put them up as champions. They'll certainly be after that as well. There's certainly no question that their foot will be taken off the gas. They've only got one more game. They're guaranteed promotion next season. 8-15, a lot of people will say, isn't the best price for an away side, but I personally, Pete, can't see past them here. Can you?
No, and the other thing is, you've already seen this season, Burnley, you know, everyone's saying Burnley have to win, really. They have to win on Monday, didn't they? Everyone said that, and they did. You know, we know that Burnley can do what they have to do. Here, they have to win in order to win as I was supposed to say, the Premier League, not just yet, the Championship. So, for me, I agree. The 8-15 is brilliant value. The Andre Gray to score, you know, he's got well over 20 goals this season. 5-4 for him to score and Burnley to win. I love that enhanced odds. The market that really jumped out to me here was Burnley 1-0 and 2-1. The 2-1 is 7-1. The 1-0 is 7-1. I'd rather the 1-0. They've done this so often. There's been, 15 games this season they've won by a goal. They're not going to fly into Charlton, and it's not really likely to be a 3-2. So have a little nibble on those two 7-1s as well, both of which I think provide value. But look, Charlton have won, I think, is it, six games in 2016? Burnley have pretty much done that since mid-March. Yes, they had a little bit of a wobble, those draws against, of course, Cardiff and Wolves. You know, a little bit sloppy, but they drew against Brighton, they drew against Borough, and they've been absolutely superb. I mean, for me, there is no question they are the bet here. And yes, Charlton beat Middlesbrough here, but then, you know, Borough had a manager who'd wandered off for the day for that match. You know, Burnley are, without doubt, the play. I mean, I keep coming back to this and thinking, well, you know, I could look at, say, for example, the anytime goal scorer is double, which is Gray and Vokes at 11-4. I like that. But again, for Burnley, it's just a case of getting the job done. If they were at home for this game, maybe they would want to put on a show. But for this game, they just want to win the game, therefore win the title and go up as champions. And for me, the 1-0 at 7-1, the enhanced odds on Andre Gray and a Burnley win, Burnley on the outrights. I mean, I don't, there's not really any need to go into this in too great a depth, because isn't it quite clear why you'd play Burnley here?
I think so, yes. Burnley definitely a pick then in that one. We'll move to the Riverside then for the match that everybody is talking about, Middlesbrough against Brighton. Middlesbrough 6-5, the draw 21-10, and Brighton are 5-2. Two sides who are certainly up there on merit. They've been fantastic throughout the season. Of course, Brighton, the early pace setters, looked like they were dropping off and then have picked up in fantastic style. Middlesbrough have been there or thereabouts throughout. As you mentioned, they had their hiccup a couple of months back when Aitor Karanka, as you put it, wandered off for the day. Two sides who have plenty of similarities and also plenty of differences. I'd say that Brighton have got a very, very solid manager, yet play pretty expansive football. And with Middlesbrough, it's sort of the opposite. Quite a flamboyant manager, yet they're known for being defensively pretty solid. Coming into this, Middlesbrough have drawn three in a row. The momentum possibly with Brighton, but that draw against Derby last week does mean that Middlesbrough have the draw on their side this afternoon. Had Brighton beaten Derby on Monday, then Brighton would have had the draw. And I think this game would certainly have a very different feel to it. Brighton know that they have to win to go up. It is 5-2 to go up automatically. Let's not forget, going in the playoffs is not the end of the world, but they're not thinking of that right now. 5-2 for Brighton, 6-5 for Middlesbrough. The draw 21-10 does nothing for Brighton, but Middlesbrough would certainly take it at this stage. Which way is this going to go, Mr. Ferries?
The draw at 21-10, Alex, for me. Mm-hmm. The draw. It's already on my acca. I've already had my acca for the weekend, and this market is on there. Three back-to-back draws for Borough, including, of course, away at Turf Moor. Brighton, what, beaten once as far back as the 12th of January, so that is pretty impressive stuff. Borough, like you said, had a bit of a wobble. They've improved from late March onwards and been very, very good. And those three draws back-to-back, but this comes down to a couple of things for me. Borough are going to try and win this game. Straight away, Karanka is going to try and win the game. But if it's not going to be a win for him, he's, of course, of the Jose Mourinho mold, isn't he? He is Mr. Pragmatic. And he will know that a draw will do Borough enough. Mm. And so for me, if Brighton fly at Borough, he's not going to attack the game. He'll try and edge out a draw. If Borough go at Brighton and can get over the line and score against Brighton, he will accept the draw. The point is here, you've got a manager who is almost as pragmatic as his father figure in football, if you will, and you're getting him in a position where he can be pragmatic, two results his way. Draw 21-10 is a definite bet for me. It looks so good. Now, I do like the draw on both teams to score here at 16-5. I mean, if you're looking at the both teams to score, for Brighton away from home, for example, it landed against Derby, landed against Charlton, of course, against Birmingham, against Forest, against Burnley, against MK Dons recently. For Borough at home, it has landed not a huge amount, but generally speaking, four of their last five games, the 10-11 as it is in this game, both teams to score to land would do very, very nicely indeed. The over 2.5 match goals as well, 11-10, could be a 2-2. I mean, this thing for me is, the point is that Borough would accept a draw. They will go for a win, but it will get to 60 minutes, 65 minutes, and they will absolutely accept a draw. That's the thing about this game. And if you are fancying, and it's a market I've played quite a few times, and there is quite a bit of success with this, if you are fancying a little bit of drama, if you will, or at least say if Borough have a 2-0 lead, Brighton getting one back, or the reverse, of course, as well, have a little look at time of goal markets. I really love playing these in these kind of games where you will get, for the last 15, probably someone throwing everything at the other. Because the point is that there is no result that benefits both. So you will get one team throwing everything at the other, no matter what, in the last few minutes. 11-10, 76 minutes of full-time goal. Really like that. Rhodes has 4-4. He's 11-8 any time. Adoma loves it on telly. He's 14-5 any time. and did score as well, by the way, in the reverse fixture at the Amex earlier in the season. Hemed, 17 goals this season. He's 19-10. Knockout is 7-2 anytime. He's just won player of the month. But the point remains here that ultimately you've got a chance for a big pragmatist to be pragmatic. I think Brighton are a fantastic team, but I think Borough will get through here by the, possibly the skin of their teeth. Draw 21-10 for me.
I think the key is as well, you look at Middlesbrough's home form. We've made a lot of it on the podcast this season, but you cannot stress enough, they have let in just 7 goals in 22 games at home. They've only lost twice. Yeah. And you may look at Brighton and go, well, hang on, they've only lost twice on the road all season. Fine, but they've only won 9 of those 22 contests on the road and drawn 11. Yeah. The fact that Brighton do not have the draw going for them here is, I think, colossal. And it could be that that derby result is what stops them going up rather than their performance at the Riverside on Saturday. But either way, Brighton are a fantastic side and they would certainly have a chance in the playoff. I think mentally as well, I think Brighton are, having been chasing for many months now, whereas Middlesbrough have been there and almost dropped off. If Middlesbrough are dropping the playoffs mentally, you could have a situation almost like last year, couldn't you? Whereas with Brighton, certainly, I think, would have a very, very good chance in the playoffs. So that's Middlesbrough-Brighton coming up at 12:30 on Saturday. That's on TV, so is the Burnley game. We're going to move on to some untelevised contests now. Some would say that there's nothing to play for, but we both know that there's some very, very good value to be had. And we're going to start with Wolves against Sheffield Wednesday. Wolves are 6-5. The draw is 12-5. And Sheffield Wednesday are in the betting at 11-5. Some people will be looking at that price and going, well, that's very big on Sheffield Wednesday. They're a side that are guaranteed to be in the playoffs. They cannot move from their berth in sixth spot. Yes, they may rotate, rest a few players, but you don't want to disrupt a side too much. And they were good winners against what were their nearest challengers in Cardiff the last time that we saw them. Wolves have been up and down all season, probably a little bit more down than up. They are a side who do need a little bit of a change, if you like, to bounce back to their former glories. I couldn't see why Sheffield Wednesday were such market outsiders here, Pete.
Can you?
No. 11-5?
They're not backable.
Really? I was amazed they were that big. Could you back Wolves at home at 6-5?
No, but there is another market, another way to play
this. Okay, go on then.
You sound sort of almost bitter there.
No, no, I just can't. Wolves are one of those sides I just couldn't really trust at any price that is shorter than 13-8, 6-4.
The point here is Sheffield Wednesday have won only 6 times on the road this season.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, in terms of Wolves losing at home, in 2016, they have lost just twice at home in 2016. They've not conceded in their last 4. Wednesday will know they've got a massive game, of course, still to come against whoever finishes third. They have got everything, I think, Wednesday here, where they do not need to try and chase this down. It's unnecessary. He might see Forestieri on for 50 minutes, but then go, like, come off, you need to be ready, you need to be fresh. All minds. And for everything that Carlos Carvajal has said, the point is all of the focus is on the next game, the next playoff game, completely understandably. So you've got a Wolves who haven't lost at home in the last 6. They've lost just 2 of the last, 10 at home, which is pretty good. Yes, they've lost 0 to long-term injuries and they've had a horrible season in front of goal. But for me, Wolves, I think, don't lose the game. It's as simple as that. Now, obviously, because they're fabs, you're getting your plus a goal at 1-3, you're getting your draw no bet at 8-13. But I'd rather that draw no bet on Wolves at 8-13 than I would Sheffield Wednesday at 6-5. We've spoken so many times about how great Wednesday are at Hillsborough, how bad they are away from home. So now, not only are they bad away from home, I'll see, well, not bad, but not as good as they should be. So not only have they not been perfect away from home, you then add into that the fact that they don't need to win that this or really need to do anything in it other than just play it and then get on with their lives. You look at the fact that Wolves have been tough to beat at home. And ultimately, for me, the draw at 12-5 or the Wolves draw no better 8-13 are both plays because I don't think there's enough argument, enough evidence to go Wednesday's way. And I am putting up some big prices in this podcast, but this isn't one of them. I would rather play the draw here or some kind of little nibble on Wolves than I would on Sheffield Wednesday. Also look at unders on the goals. I mentioned the fact that Wolves have had 4 back-to-back home draws at 0-0. The under 2.5 is 4-5 today. sorry, today. Well, it's 4-5 today, and for the game, it'll be similar price. But also look at Wednesday away from home. In terms of overs games in 2016, they've only had 3 away overs games in 2016. The 4-1 loss at Bristol City, 3-0 win at Forest, and the 2-1 win at Birmingham. Other than that, all the others unders. So for me, right now, the unders is the play. Some kind of positive Wolves would be the draw, no bet Wolves at 8-13, or a draw in the match would be another way to play this too. I would not be playing Sheffield Wednesday. I personally would advise against it.
Okay, fair enough. Important to note as well, Wolves' last 4 home games have all been 0-0. Not thrillers, are they? So if you wanted to back the 0-0 in this one, then it is available at, as my computer takes ages to load, 10-1. Very, very big price for something that has landed in the last 4 home games. We'll move next onto QPR against Bristol City. QPR 6-4, the draw 21-10, and Bristol City are 19-10. QPR come into this in 13th spot. They can move up a spot. They can go down a spot as well. They won't be that bothered, though. Bristol City in 18th spot have done well, actually, because it looked for quite a lot of the season that they were going to be really struggling against relegation. But they've actually been pretty good of late. They do let a lot of goals in, though. And that could be the key here. QPR 6-4, 21-10 the draw, 19-10 for the away side, Pete.
And QPR at the bet. They did all right against Burnley, I thought, on Monday. They did all right. Narrowly lost 1-0. Of course, at home, they've been very, very good. Only Borough, Fulham and Hull have won in the league since, I think, August or September against QPR. I mean, that's a pretty impressive result. They've been very, very good. They've not really conceded a huge amount at home of late. I mean, yes, they've conceded 3 against Fulham and Borough, but none against Birmingham, Ipswich, Derby, Brentford, which is pretty impressive. And look at Bristol City's away wins. Pretty impressive. You know, the last, for example, 10 Bristol City away games, they've won at Charlton, MK Dons, Forest and Fulham. But have a look at where those teams are in the league. Charlton, well, we know where they are. They're down. MK Dons, the same. Forest have had a horrible season. I actually don't remember Forest winning a game this season, but there they are in 17th. And Fulham, we know, are just above the relegation zone. So the teams they have beaten have all been, you know, 17th down and also, you know, a couple of them relegated. So for me, QPR are definitely a play here at 6-4. They're an interesting play for next season, QPR. I'm going to wait to see what they do in the transfer market, but they're one of the ones that I've kind of marked with a kind of a keep an eye post it over the course of the summer on QPR to see how they get on, because they are really interesting. I mean, Chiara and Cherry, 10 league goals this season. I keep putting him up, but I think with good reason recently. 2 goals in his last 5 games isn't incredible, but 7-4 anytime is okay as a price. Matt Phillips has scored recently. Hoyle has scored recently. They're both 9-4. But again, you know, if we're talking about likelihood to, you know, to value, I think QPR are a good price at 6-4. Again, Bristol City will have, I think, completely and utterly sort of depressurized, quite understandably, after what was a scary time. They brought Lee Johnson in and it all improved. So really good work there from the Bristol City ownership. And in terms of QPR, they have improved under Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. And while their recent form is pretty poor, I mean, you are looking at, what, just 3 wins in their last 10. They have been Derby in that period. And, you know, they've lost at Burnley. They've lost at Brighton. Fine. The losses they've had in those 10, Burnley, Brighton, Borough. So 6-4 QPR is more than acceptable and more than attractive as a bet, Alex.
Agreed. Strongly agree, I'd say, Pete, as well.
Good.
Next up, Fulham-Bolton. Fulham in 21st have not survived by the skin of their teeth, but they haven't had a fantastic season, scoring so many goals, letting in even more. Bolton have managed to let in one more than Fulham and have scored considerably less, but they did manage to beat Hull last week. Nothing to play for either side, but Fulham 3-4, the draw 5-2, Bolton 19-5. It seems like this could be the last time that we see Bolton in the Championship for quite a while, but in a game that not too long ago would have graced the Premier League, very, very different stories for both sides now. Fulham at 3-4, I was quite happy to take that, Pete. Are you?
Yes, I am, yeah. Over 3.5 match goals is 5-4. I mean, look at Bolton's last 5 away games. 3 goals, 6 goals, 4 goals, 5 goals, 3 goals. Look at Fulham at home. 5-3-3-3-4. I mean, expect a lot of goals. I'm not against both teams to score here because we know what Fulham can do both going forward and what they can't do defensively. That's 4-9. But in the end, I didn't just play Fulham at 3-4. I played the handicap markets here. -1 is 17-10 and -2 is 9-2. Now, as much as Fulham, as I've said defensively, are a bit of a joke, they can score a lot of goals. But again, the -1, for example, would have landed against Bolton in what, three of the last four away games. They've conceded so many goals. There's so many. And the fact is that Fulham, I think, have at least got something to show their fans. I mean, minus one, Fulham is 17-10. They could hit three or four in this and Bolton still score. You know, match result on both teams to score, probably the best bet of the lot, 2-1 Fulham. You know, Bolton, there's no need to go into what's happened to Bolton this season. Everyone knows. They've obviously now put out a statement saying that they're reviewing the structure and reviewing staff roles. And you know, there's going to be, obviously, because life in League One means that kind of thing, there's going to be all kinds of layoffs and et cetera, because football clubs have that kind of change. They just need to get this done, get out, clear decks, sort their heads out, sort the club out, and try and first adapt to League One football and then try and get out of League One football. If you're looking for a goal scorer, I wouldn't mind a little nibble on Zach Clough. He is possibly the one shining light for Bolton, if you will. And he has been doing pretty well recently. Three goals in three away games. Zach Clough is 9-5 any time and will not be there next season. He will be in the Championship, I think, with a club who will take the punts on Zach Clough. But 9-5 any time for him. But ultimately, Fulham and both teams at 2-1, probably the best way in.
Next up is Hull against Rotherham. Hull 8-13, draw 13-5. Rotherham are 5-1. Hull, I think, will be pretty peeved that they're not fighting out for the automatic spots, but they just haven't quite been good enough since the turn of the year. Their away form throughout the season has been patchy, and they just have not been good enough to live with Burnley, Middlesbrough and Brighton. It looked for a long time like they were going to, but I think that defeat at the Riverside really hit them hard going back a couple of months. And they will be in the playoffs, and they will be playing Derby. They still have to decide which way around those games are going to be played, so there is a tiny, tiny bit to play for, I suppose. But they play a Rotherham side who've been pretty resurgent, another side who, if we're being honest, we could easily be saying, are going, or we could be talking about them as though this is their last game in the Championship. But Neil Warnock's come in, he's done a very, very good job there. They've not been at their best in recent games, picking up three draws and then losing at home to Blackburn last week when they actually carried some of my cash. I do think they're a big price here. Normally, Hull at home, 8-13, you'd think banker. But they're another of the sides, as you mentioned earlier with Sheffield Wednesday, that may not just have their eye on the ball completely here, may rest a few. And Rotherham, the kind of side that on their day can really spring a bit of a surprise. I didn't think this was the easiest game to call, but what did you make of it?
I agree with you that the price is too big on Rotherham. It's too big. Draw no bet, they're 3-1, plus a goal, they're 5-4, Alex. Again, let's go through this. Yes, Hull City have lost just once at home all season. Just once. One home loss, that's it. But again now, the fact is the focus has got to be on the playoffs. They haven't been great. I mean, don't forget they lost against Bolton, didn't they? Bolton beat them the other day, yeah. Which was not very good at all. And I know that was a way out Bolton, but still, not for me. You're looking at a Rotherham side who, you know, that loss against Blackburn was bad, but it was their first loss since the 23rd of February. And of course, five of the last six games have been draws as well. Don't forget, draws and draws and draws for Rotherham. So again, if we're talking about the final game of the season, the final day of the season, the point is that Rotherham are too big at 5-1. The draw no better threes, you know, that's got to be considered. Hull are a good side, but I love it at this time of year because you can have little nibbles, maybe a Trixie, you know, on three big prices. We'll talk about Ipswich in a minute, but a Trixie on three big prices, you know, of teams in the playoffs who are just kind of going, this game doesn't matter, get through it, I don't want to get injured. This game, I just don't want to get injured. I do not want to get injured. You know, I want to rest my better players. I maybe want to try one or two little other players out in the squad just to get a general idea of what's going on. All kinds of things like this. They are too big, Rotherham. Again, from a footballing point of view, the argument is Hull are brilliant, a better team. The argument is that Hull have lost just once at home all season. Fair enough. But ultimately, the only argument I care about as a punter on the final game of the season is that Rotherham are too big at 5-1. And they are. And 3-1 draw no bet is delicious.
Okay, final game is Derby against Ipswich. We've already mentioned Derby in that they can leapfrog Hull with a win. Come up against Ipswich side, who sit in eighth, have been on the fringes of the playoffs, haven't they, all season, without ever really looking like they were going to make it their own. And that's been reflected in the last few results. One defeat, one win, and three draws. Granted, there's some decent results in there. You know, they have drawn away at Middlesbrough. They are a side that I have down as being tough to beat. They have lost for 13 times this season. But I think Ipswich are a solid enough side. Derby, though, they'll have been buoyed by their performance at Brighton on Monday. Didn't really mean a great deal, and they did let in a late equaliser, but I thought they were okay. They're 3-4, the draw 13-5, and Ipswich 15-4. I probably wouldn't have priced it up quite like that. I think Derby are a little bit short, but it should be a decent game for the last day of the season. There could be goals in this one.
Yeah, I think there could be goals. I just look at this game again and think, do you know what? The price is too big once more. Ipswich away from home. Again, you're looking at, what, four losses in 2016. You know, not very good losses, mind you. Birmingham, QPR, Bristol City, Cardiff. Meh. But they have drawn at Wednesday recently. They have drawn at Borough recently. The last two away games were two draws against two of the league's best sides. Again, we're talking about Derby motivation here. Because as much as, yeah, Derby tore Hull apart, beat Blackburn, Huddersfield, Forest, Bolton there, and hit four past Bolton as well. They're off the back of that 1-1 draw against Sheffield Wednesday as well. So, again, the both teams to score is not bad. The 1-1 at 13-2 is not bad. But this is another game where the price on Ipswich is a bit too big. You know, and again, the 5-2, draw no bet. The plus a goal at 11-10, odds against. Both well worth looking at. Because, again, where's Derby's focus? And where's Derby's focus doesn't matter to you. What matters to you is, where can I win money? And I think by looking at Derby's focus, eventually coming back round to it, you will win some money. I think look at under 2.5 goals, because I think while there could be goals in it, I'd rather play the 10-11 unders than I would overs. And ultimately, Ipswich are too big a price. The plus a goal at 11-10 is absolutely brilliant, Alex.
Okay. I think I agree with you again there. We've agreed with each other quite a lot on this podcast. Not the first game, but the rest of them.
No.
Right. Naps, then. You are quite a long way clear, Mr. Farries, and I don't like that. But... good. There we do have time, because of course we do have the playoffs. I may not be hosting the podcast through those playoffs, but I'll certainly be putting selections in. So there is a chance for myself and Jason Lewis, who's going to be previewing the League One and Two action on the podcast just below us here on the playlist, to gain a little bit of ground on you, perhaps. I intend to start it here, and I'm going to go with a game that we haven't featured in the Championship. We've talked about most of them, but not this one. I'm going with Huddersfield-Brentford over 3.5 goals at 6-4. Two sides, I know I've said that a lot, but with nothing to play for. And I just think could be an absolute goldfest. They are third and sixth, respectively, in the leagues, if the league was based on being over 3.5 goals. It isn't, but nevertheless, that is nice to know. Incidentally, by the way, if you are playing goals this weekend, first and second of that league table are Fulham and Bolton. So you could have a nice double there, perhaps. But yeah, over 3.5 in that one. I just think it's one of those games... end of season feeling. Two sides who have got nothing to play for. Brentford have been in decent nick of late as well. I think they could go there and score a few. Huddersfield look pretty dangerous going forward as well. So over 3.5 goals for me at 6-4 in that one. What is your nap this week, Pete?
I'm going to take Burnley by a goal, which is Charlton +1, Burnley -1 at 11-4. It's landed in 9 of their 14 2016 wins, Burnley. I think they get the job done. They win the title, but there's no need away at the Valley to go absolutely crazy, I don't think, because don't forget as well, Charlton have nothing to play for. So if Burnley get a lead, they can just trundle it through without any great stress. So a lot starts that way. I think the way the league sits that way as well. Charlton +1, Burnley -1, or of course play winning margin as well, which you can do closer to the time. 11-4 for Burnley.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much for your time, Pete. We'll be back with you throughout the playoffs. We don't, really,
yeah.
Don't really know the timings
from Paris, from Rome.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Recording from Rome, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, we'll still be here, unfortunately. But, yeah, as I said, don't know who'll be doing it, don't know when it'll be, but there will be a Championship playoff podcast, without question. So best luck with your selections on the final day of the season, Mr. Farries.
You as well, mate. All the best.
And fingers crossed for you personally that Middlesbrough can get the job done, being a Middlesbrough fan and that. But yes, enjoy all the action. And the same to you, listeners. And we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.